The next question is Skeet Lollard, the last name L-O-L-L-A-R. The first name, Skeet, S-K-E-E-T. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following the office because of the presence of CKD stage 3A, excuse me, 3B. The patient has a, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, a creatinine of 1.84, an estimated GFR of 38. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The CO2 is 25 millimoles per liter. The patient is taking sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligrams, two tablets a day. The protein creatinine ratio is less than before, 737 milligrams per gram of creatinine. At this point, we are going to observe the patient and I'm not considering the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors or Kerendia, because I don't want to lose kidney function. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperkalemia, but the serum potassium is 4.9. Following number. The patient has a history of BPH. A post-void ultrasound is showing that the patient is empty in the urinary bladder. There is a residual of 17 mLs only. Following number. Type 2 diabetes that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C on April the 4th was 6.1. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient went to see a neurologist and he was diagnosed with early stages of Parkinson's disease. My recommendation was to change the diet, stay away from any type of industrial food production. Go to a plant-based diet and as a protein source, fish and some eggs, increasing the activity. Take antioxidants and specifically a smoothie of berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and we are going to follow him in 3 months with laboratory workup. In the evaluation of the lab, we spent 7 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 6 minutes.